They used to stay with the mothers during the day. We used to put them in the nursery at night. And that used to worry me sometimes. Basically, I think, because a lot of, or quite a few of the patients we had there were girls from the mother and baby home that were then going to lose their babies or give them away. And they still had to feed them and to bath them and to bond with these babies that we knew and they knew they weren't going to keep. And that used to, you know, make me very uncomfortable. Some of these girls were very unhappy. But yes, the mothers did bond with their babies more. And because they had that 10 days, which they don't have now, they had more time to be with the babies. But I always used to feel so sad for the unmarried ones, because they knew that they were probably going to be giving up their babies for adoption or whatever. They still had to bond with them and they still had to do everything for them. And I used to think perhaps it would be, you know, sort of kinder if they didn't have so much to do with the babies when they were tiny. It was not actually attached to the hospital, so it was sort of like up the road a bit, I think, quite near. And the girls came in sort of in labour. That's the first we saw of them. They actually came in labour to have their babies. I remember one coming in and she'd been scrubbing the floor or something like that, because they worked there. They had to work at this home, as well as being told that they were wicked women and all this business and that God was never going to forgive them. They had to work right up until the minute that they went into labour. Then I remember on one stage there was one girl who was very unhappy and tried to drown herself. I think we understood that her father had made her pregnant. Well, I mean, the baby was going to be given up for adoption. And was most unhappy. She was very depressed. But then these things happen. Sometimes we would see them maybe at the Clapton Congress Hall, because they were selfish, they had to go to the services. You know, so we saw them then, but not for very long. I think a lot of them sort of like went home or went wherever they came from after they'd had the babies born and after the babies had been adopted. I don't think an awful lot of them, again, came from that local area. Mm.